Blog Talk Radio.
Technical difficulty. Oh shit. You're now tuned into Seductive Saturday. We're here from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. in the morning. Listen to the three of NYC's realest, rudest, funniest DJs on talk radio. Oh yeah. I think it's about time for some loving. Nah, I can't. When I get that feeling, I want a sexual feeling. Sexual. You know who exactly I'm talking to. I want to lick you from your spine to your toes. That made no fucking sense at all. But you get the idea. Chat room will be open in a few.
Wake up, 'cause you do it right. Baby, I got sick this morning, a sleep was storming inside me. Baby, I think I'm capsizing. The waves are rising and rising, and when I get that feeling,
what kind of healing? Sexual. Welcome to the TD show, Technical Difficulties. This is Seductive Saturday. Listen to three of NYC's realest, rudest, funniest DJs on talk radio tonight on Seductive Saturday. Tune into the most sensual, desirable, voluptuous. Damn, I need a female to read this shit out. But tune into the most sensual, desirable, voluptuous, lustful day of our week. Or one, well, whatever. Where we can discuss the sexiest, nastiest, dirtiest sexual experiences and fantasies. From 12 midnight to 2 a.m., come share our arousing topics and be part of our passionate, stimulating convo. I'm going to try to put my Barry White on So, you know, it's not going to be the high joint. It's going to be the Barry White for the late night joint. All right, here we go. Let's try it out. Yeah. Yeah, baby. We also will be speaking about the R word, relationships. So come check out the Four Wise Men on advice as well as comments. That probably sounded kind of fucking stupid. Yeah, the chat room is now open. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be having the question of the day. The question of the day happens to be, if a guy has sex with a female, the same female, in her ass for more than four times, is he considered gay? Is he borderline gay? Is he right over the fucking what is that shit? Over the fucking train tracks gay? You know, is he are you just a gay bastard? I don't know. Y'all have to tell me. I'm gonna play a little skit while I get my shit together. This is a porn survey.
Hello?
Hi. I'm calling to just thank you for visiting our adult entertainment website. We're the number one provider of totally nude, uncensored adult entertainment.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm calling just to thank you for visiting our adult entertainment website.
Okay, I think I need to speak to my husband. But thank you, and have a good day now.
Well, could we speak to your husband?
Hello?
Hi, Ms. Raiden. I just called you.
Can you please take us off of whatever list this is? I don't want to be bothered about this.
Well, Ms. Raiden.
Please leave a message. Thank you.
Ms. Raiden, we offer a wide variety of products to complement your sexual interests, and our research says that, well, I guess your husband is partial to European amateurs and hidden camera defecations. You know, we have a package of just $9.99 a month, and you'll have access to thousands of beautiful models, sexy actresses, and filthy sluts. Can I interest you in our special $4.95 introductory rate? You get everything but penis, which we blur out. And also says that he likes fat women. Ms. Raiden? Hello? Okay, well, if you could just have your husband call us, and because we would like to verify his order that he has with us. Oh, okay, you know what? Maybe he is into penis. Okay, if he wants penis, then perhaps we can sign you up for our Bellboys and Boners program. That's a full month of Bellboys with their dicks out for just $12.95 the first month, $3.95 a month after that. And is it 8 dildos or 9 on the order? That's what we really need to verify with your husband. Either it's 8 or 9 dildos. And if it is 9 dildos, tell him we'll throw in a butt plug. Okay? All right, thank you. He knows how to reach us.
This is Oasis, Wonderwall. I actually heard this shit off they have a remix with Jay-Z in it. And the Jay-Z joint was actually hot. So, fucking... Carla, hold on. I'm gonna play this track right quick. This is Oasis, Wonderwall. Keep it locked in the TD show.
Caught into the same game I fought. That Uncle Ray lost my big brothers and so many others I saw. I'm just glad we got to see each other, talk and re-meet each other. Save a place in heaven till the next time we meet forever.
From Brooklyn, you can leave your Timberlands on. Creep like a gremlin, I'm a late night rod. Soon as you turn your brake lights off, I'ma break you right off. Brown, what? You already know I turn around, what?
Tonight, tonight, girl, I'm trying to give you that thing to make you say. From the kitchen floor down to the fireplace. Incense burning, your body talking that shit to me. Cancel that phone, the only sound I'm trying to hear is your mom. You this note long, and I've been thinking about this all day long. You're getting me to fire, don't
so come in home, baby, some more. You're getting ready when I walk through the door.
Call her up and tell her it's about to be on.
Yes.
Tell her don't show if it ain't heels and bones.
Yes.
I can already see. Oh, what a feeling. Just don't get jealous if I hit that too hard.
Yes.
You come first, you know you're my heart.
Yes.
Cause it'll always be yours. Girl, I'm about to turn you on.
I'm coming
over.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the show, Technical Difficulties. We got LE in the building. We got SD in the building.
Yo.
Yeah, my phone sounds like I'm digging through trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I was talking about in that text?
Yeah, 7:30. That's the name of the song.
Yeah, God.
They say I'm 7:30. They say I'm
spashed
out.
Yeah, God. That shit is cracked.
Yeah. The beat is the shit.
If you could find that somewhere, you know, that'd be a good track.
Yo, E.
Yo.
What are you doing?
I know E know about that 7:30.
I'm driving.
Yo, they always keep calling and they take me out
and
the whole time.
Who's that? Hello?
Nah, I'm not.
Who that?
Nah, who's that?
Yeah.
I'm the man feminine. Who that?
Hey, Lala, welcome to the show.
You know what's funny?
I'm on the air.
Hold on, whenever I heard the laugh, I knew exactly what it was. I was like, oh. Yeah,
she was sounding feasible.
She's over there talking shit, too. Oh, my God, they always keep me on mute.
I ain't going to swear. She was sounding feasible for a second.
A little bit at first. I was like, whoa.
Work.
Hey, Lala, question of the day.
Yeah.
Is it gay for a man to have anal sex with a female more than four times? With one female.
Oh, no. Why are you going to ask me this question? I don't know. I mean, I don't really find it gay for a man to have, but like, who made up the number of four times? Like, who came up with that specific number, four times?
Well, I was at my job, and the receiver was one of the workers actually came in, and we was talking, we ended up talking about sex or some shit. He's talking about he fucked some girl or whatever. So he said that he fucked his ass. So we was like, oh, nigga, that's disgusting. So he goes, I love fucking a girl in the ass, yo. I think I like it more than fucking a pussy. So he's like, whoa, dog, what kind of gay shit is that?
Well, I think that was a real homo comment coming from him, but if a guy fucks a girl in the ass more than four times, no, I don't think he's gay. But if a guy only wants to fuck a bitch in the ass, then yes, that's a problem.
So, yeah.
Huh?
See, I don't know, because it makes me kind of think, like, if a guy walks in the street and sees a transvestite but thinks it's a woman, he's like, oh, yeah, let's go.
He said that. It makes him think that if a guy is walking in the street and he sees a transvestite, he might fuck him in the ass.
Well, hey, you got an ass. Perfect. You look like a woman and you got an asshole. So, hey, we're in.
Like,
that's
no, we're not.
But you
here.
Know what? That's true.
Pause.
But you know how many men have, like, went months and months into a relationship with a transvestite and they've never even known? Like, you have to be gay.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, but listen. Yeah, exactly. First of all, you have to be gay to even be with a bitch for 8 months and she won't even let you touch her between her legs. That's when the red flag should go off.
Yeah.
You have to make sure he...
See, I like to eat pussy, so it's like... I like to eat pussy, so if it's like, you know, I'm about to go down, and I see something swinging, I'm like, whoa, excuse me.
What you gonna do with that? Like, what would you do if you was in that predicament?
I'm punching that nigga in his face hard as hell.
It ain't no punching, nigga. That's a corpse right there. That nigga's dead.
So,
straight up. Ain't no fucking no living to tell about that story.
Yeah,
hey,
like.
Yo, word of me, like. That should be a body right there. They should be killed. If I was a man and
that
shit happened to me, I am a man, though.
That's what I just said.
Like, it's like, you should come out and tell, like, okay, look, you know what? Dog, I like you. Yeah, I'm acting like someone else, so y'all don't get it twisted. But, you know, be like, oh, yeah, I like you such and such. You know,
But you know what I used to think, though?
Like, I'm really a man. I look like a woman, but I'm really a man.
No.
Keep it real
you know
with
what
niggas.
I used to think, though? You know what I used to think, though? That if a guy can fuck a girl in the ass, he can fuck a guy in the ass because it's like this. Men and women are totally different. Only thing we have the same is our assholes, like, when it comes down there. So if you can fuck me in the ass, you can fuck him in the ass.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, you know, I don't know.
But I bet every single one of you motherfuckers on here fucks a bitch in the ass.
Oh, no, I ain't gonna lie. I tried it once. I'll never do it again. Never. 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 I won't even think about it. Never. Yo, I'm gonna tell you why. I had a bad experience. A very bad experience. A very bad experience. And I told this bitch, yo, don't eat for 2 days. I'm like, yo, I'm watching pornos. These chicks is getting fucked in the ass. And there's no shit coming out. And these niggas is going in bald head Montel Williams, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Bald head Michael, bald head Mike Jordan.
So it's like fucking.
Oh, you know what's crazy? Actually, I have a real story about.
Well, hold on. We got Danny. Oh, wait, hold on. Before we introduce Danny Dan to the show, let me just tell y'all, like, when I did it, I put the condom on. And I went in, I had to do it slow. I'm like, that part is annoying. Like,
right,
I mean, that's why I can't be anyone first because I got to put my shit in and I got to wait and I got to inch it in. I got to do it. Like, yeah, it's, what the fuck? I mean, I just want to go in and go to work. I don't want to, okay, I've been sitting here for 2 hours. Can I put it in now?
What you're saying is you want a whore. That's what you're saying.
Maybe that's what I want. Well, I mean, I want something to, you know, I want it tight, but not too tight. And I don't want the hallway pussy.
What hole are you talking about?
I don't want no hallway pussy either. Huh?
I said, which hole are you talking about?
Danny Dan, everybody. Danny Dan. What happened?
Nothing. Go ahead.
No, what'd you say?
I said, which hole were you just talking about? The hole or the ass? Like, I was lost.
Oh, well, I'm talking about the pussy now. Like, that's why I'm saying, that's why I can't, you know, divergenize a female, because it's like, chicks be like, you know what I mean? I don't have that much patience. I really don't. I really don't. I mean, it would be nice to train you, but I really don't have the time for all that. So anyway, you know, get back to the story. It finally is in motion, so she's telling me to slow down. I'm slowing down, but I'm getting there. I'm like, damn, okay, this is why motherfuckers be fucking girls in the ass. Like, this shit is tight. Like, I'm like, this shit is hot. But as I'm doing it, I'm hearing this. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, whoa. She's like, nah, it's probably, that's just normal. That's just normal. All right, whatever. I'm doing it, so... She's telling me, yo, don't do it too hard, and I can't control myself, so I'm busting her ass, literally. So I bust off, and as I'm pulling my shit out of her.
Oh, no.
Two girls, one cup. That's all I have to say.
No.
The shit was like all over the condom, and I'm walking from like side to side. Hoping that the condom doesn't touch my legs and shit. hold on, we got a call on here. That shit is hilarious. Caller, how you doing? This is JJ. And you are?
They're coming the fuck up.
Caller, on the... fucking hangs up. These people nervous as motherfuckers.
Well, anyways, like, you couldn't come up with a better topic than that tonight, because I really don't even want to talk about that anymore. That kind of makes me sick.
Take off your clothes.
Well, I mean, if you don't want to talk about that, then,
take off your clothes.
You just got yourself banged on, bitch.
You
know, I mean, we was going to move on. We wasn't going to just talk about ass play, but it's like, don't come to my show, our show, and fucking... Well, I don't want to talk about that. Well, hang the fuck up then.
You just got yourself banged on.
You just got yourself banged on, buddy.
Oh.
Yo, SD, you still there?
Yeah, man.
I want to give a big shout out to all the white women out there holding it down.
All of them. Not black white girls either.
The white. I'm talking about the Britney Spears white.
Right.
Britney Spears in her prime white.
Lindsay Lohan white.
Who?
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely Lindsay. Or one of the older twins white.
You said one of the older what?
Olsen twins, nigga.
I'm talking about, yeah, I was about to say.
One of the what?
One of the Olsen twins.
Doing that perico and all that.
Oh, man. I want to give a big shout-out to Guest 1287 that's in the chat room right now.
Hope it's a female.
Welcome to the show.
Hoping you're a female.
Yo, Guest 1287, what up?
And if you're a female, clits or... dick.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I mean, you gotta ask these things. I mean,
tell them if you got a manhood, don't even respond.
Well, if they're listening, they heard you.
Word, straight up. If you got a manhood, don't even respond to that.
A manhood.
Guess 1287, that's left room.
What did this guy say?
I don't know.
Nobody can hear me on my low ass phone.
Your phone is low as shit.
What are you in Home Depot? Huh?
Who's he talking to?
What?
So what are you in Home Depot?
What?
So what are you in Hunts Point, nigga?
No, I'm on the Belt Crawford, talking off. Side is shite.
We have a, oh, shit, hold on.
Female persuasion.
Female persuasion. Right. Caller, you on the air.
Hello?
Yo, what up?
Hello?
Yeah, what up? I was just listening to the topic and all that y'all was talking about. Y'all niggas is mad mo.
Work, how you figure that part?
Hold on, we were mad what?
Hey, I don't understand mo. Like, what's...
Hold on, let me handle the situation, man. How you figure that part?
Yo, son, yo.
What does mo mean?
No.
He talking about niggas is homo. All right, so what do you...
That's what he's saying.
How do you figure niggas is mo, partner?
Oh, he probably hung up.
Nah, he hung up because he's mo. Because
he's actually a homo.
Yeah, because he's actually the homo. All
right, anyway.
Like, he got to be one of them dusty-ass Harlem niggas. Got to be. Only dusty-ass Harlem niggas abbreviate shit. Mo. I'm too lazy to say homo, so I'm going to say mo. Silly bastard.
Oh, actually, Harlem niggas say no homo.
You just got yourself banged on, buddy.
So, Danny Dan.
Hmm?
What's your view on that?
I know you had the raps earlier.
Huh?
I know you had the raps earlier, and me and Ace was waiting for like 9 million years.
When?
When we called.
Oh, yeah, man, my bad. I can't help it, you know.
What's the topic again? If some dude wants to have sex in your ass, how many?
No. Is a guy considered gay if he has sex with one female more than 4 times in her ass?
That anal thing is touchy to me anyway, because if you want to have sex with me in my ass, have sex with a dude in his ass.
No.
So you say no, Ace?
Ace money to the show.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Oh, boy. I'm not even with none of that man-on-man contact. So.
But my whole thing is, why would you want to have sex with me more than 4 times in my ass?
I mean, I'm not even trying to have sex in your ass. Honestly, I'm trying to have sex in a chick's mouth. You know, that's pretty much basically it.
Hey, yo, if that's your girl, you wanna explore all that.
I feel you.
I don't need to do it four. I would do it 4 times a year, though. Like,
well, hold on.
Four times out the year, then that's cool.
Well, hold on. Let me ask this female. Female, you're on the air. This is JJ. My name is JJ. Not what you're going to say. It's JJ. So don't blow it up. Now, what is your view on this? On this anal captivity type of shit? Do you feel as though if a guy has sex with a female in her ass more than 4 times, he's considered homosexual or at least borderline gay?
No.
No?
No.
And why not?
She likes it.
Hello, caller.
Told you, cause she likes it. She likes it.
Okay, so wait, do you take part of that?
Yes.
I told you.
Why? Now do you?
I told you.
Why? Now do you? Oh, you must know him then. Like, do you prefer your ass more than the other?
I like them both the same.
Oh, really?
At the same time.
Huh?
At the same time?
Not at the same time.
What about the DP? The old DP? You don't like the DP?
What's a DP?
Old double penetration, man.
I thought you meant donkey punch.
No, that's what you mean, donkey punch.
What about the ATM?
The ATM, what's that?
Come on, you know what the ATM is.
Ass to mouth. Oh, ass to mouth?
Says holla.
Oh, man. Now, let me ask you, so are you, like, deep into anal? Like, you love anal?
Are you asking me that?
Yeah.
What's your name, by the way, Sunshine, what's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your name?
You don't know my name?
No, what is it?
That's the other host. It's me, JJ, then that's LE, then you got SD in the back, and then I got my guest. I got Ace Money and Danny Dan.
Oh, my name's Lisa.
Oh, Lisa.
All right, so Lisa, you prefer anal. Now, I got a quick question. How do you prevent, or is it not preventable? Because I've seen it on pornos, but how do you prevent from getting that brown surprise?
Hershey's
squirt. Yeah, a Hershey's squirt at the end.
I don't know. That has never happened to me.
Never happened to you?
So what procedure?
What's your remedy?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
What the fuck do you mean you can't?
Well, maybe Ace Money. Ace Money.
Yo.
You take part in anal.
Yeah.
You give and receive. So, I don't know that was coming.
First of all, I want somebody with hair to ask me these questions, you bald motherfucker.
Yeah, who came up with this criteria?
Yeah, but, like, do you have certain techniques or do you get shatted on every time you're done?
I mean, hey, yo, when you go on the ass, that's the chances you take. You know what I'm saying? Like, me fucking your mother, I know she a whore, so that's the chance I take.
Uh-huh.
You know,
oh, my God.
Yeah, we're going
shit.
Yeah. No,
shit. I'm thinking like, yeah, I mean, that's the chance you take. You fucking the ass, you might get some doo-doo. I mean, that's what's water for.
That's what's water. So do you use condoms or do you use just raw dog?
No way, ball head.
He goes, he goes, ball head, Michael Jordan. I know.
He goes, yep. Ball head, Steve Cole, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, he goes, ball head, Glenn Robinson.
I go Ray Allen. That's what I do.
Oh shit!
Do what you gotta do to get these women, man.
Yeah, I hear
right,
that,
man.
Yeah, it's like I said. I had that bad experience. I'll never do it again. Like that shit scared me.
Yeah,
all right,
nigga.
Oh, so JJ.
Go see a chick with a.
You'll never do that again.
See a chick with a thick booty, nigga. You trying to get it then?
As of right now, yes. Yeah, I'll never do it again. Like, yeah. I mean.
You'll do it again. Trust me.
No, boy, who is that?
Yeah, that's Lisa.
Say, what's the resume?
Lisa, who?
What's your resume?
I don't know.
What's going on, man?
Lisa, what's your phone number, Lisa?
Oh, shit.
JJ.
What's your
bro,
though?
Yeah, what up?
What's good?
Just, nice and slow, too. What are you, drunk? You tell you just naturally slow.
Oh, shit.
Gotcha. Good enough? Good. Good enough.
Yo, what's wrong with your phone, nigga?
Yeah, my phone is terrible. We all know this, though. Like, I don't understand why we're acting surprised.
Nah, because one day you'll be like,
yo.
And then the next minute, yo. Like,
Donald, like, what am I now? Which one am I now?
Yo, I do. You're fooling the fucking air.
Has anyone here ever dealt with a squirter?
Yo, my phone is good.
Nah, never dealt with a squirter. Need to find one, though.
I've had one in my time. And it's like every show I talk about this. If I had one in my time, out this world. Like, I've...
Find another one, nigga.
Yeah. Hey, Lisa, are you a squirter?
Yes, she is.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Man, SD's on the fucking money. Hey, Lala, are you a squirter?
Yo.
Are you a squirt cat?
Hell no.
You don't squirt? No. I was told every single female can squirt. You just gotta find out. You just gotta find how.
Someone gotta get in that ass right.
Well.
You heard me? I just said someone got to get in that ass right. Hello.
Yeah.
They know better.
Who is that? Lala? I made Lala squirt.
You made Lala squirt?
That's a fucking damn lie. That is a lie. First of all, I don't even know who you are, so cut the bullshit.
Oh, she gonna play
them? Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, let's leave it like that.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, well, I'm gonna spread out some crazy ass sex positions. But first, before I do that, I'm gonna ask the females in here, you know, quick question. Wait, hold on. We got Lovely Lean in the building.
Who?
Lovely Lean. She says, thanks for the shout-out, JJ. And she has, like, a heart, but it's sideways, so the three looks like a butt.
Tell
her knucklehead. Big ol' ass, huh?
What is
Chapman? Love, yeah. She says,
get
love.
Get a life, bitch.
Oh, whoa. Hateration. Do you hear
that's
it?
Funny.
That's funny. No, I don't even call it.
Oh, wow.
I think I'm just telling the truth. Fuck that.
And you know what I say?
You want to light that up?
The hating only makes somebody relevant. So, you know.
What a light up.
Keep hating on
the other.
Well, who the fuck is talking? Oh. She put, yeah, you'll do it again. Trust me. About the ass.
Anyway,
all right,
nobody gives a fuck that this nigga.
Ooh, then she goes, I think Lisa's a liar.
Yo, anyway, Lisa is ready.
Hold on.
Anal action.
Since she's trying to call somebody's bluff, why don't she call up and call somebody's bluff? What's popping, man?
Hold on, Lisa. Lovely Lean. Lovely Lean is ready for some anal action, too, I bet.
I mean, she's been ready. She's been ready for all action, but, you know, we'll just leave her at pit stop.
Lovely Lean.
Come on, don't let the name fool you.
Listen, I know what's going on, boss.
Right.
I'm just saying.
She has
an anal too, right?
Yeah, she has an above room temperature.
Anal canal.
She has an above room temperature mouth. Right.
Yo, that is the gayest shit. Like, all these niggas are talking about straight ass. Like, I don't get it.
Oh, my Lord. We're talking about women's
ass.
Somebody
bang on her. Will someone bang on her?
And she has a big culo too. Yo,
She has a big culo, a big stomach, a big neck, a big forehead. When do you want me to stop? She has big feet.
Oh, don't forget the nose. Don't forget the nose.
Big ass nose, big ass lips, big ass face bone.
That nigga's falling.
You cannot take the.
Come on,
dog.
That nigga's falling into the trap.
You're a
boss. That nigga's falling into the trap.
Fuck out of here. You just got yourself banged on, bitch. I thought I hung up on her.
What was that last remark? I didn't catch that.
She says, oh, I'll be wearing Iversons. Yeah, which is true.
Hey,
Lisa.
Uh-huh.
Lovely Lean says, she thinks you're lying about being a squirter. She said that she answered too quick. You know I can.
Anyway, I'll squirt in her mouth and then she'll know.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
listen, I would like to get that on camera, please. I would like to be there to videotape when that happens, all right?
Yeah, I would like to get that on audio cassette.
All
please.
Right. On audio cassette?
Yeah. I know you're ready. You sound like you're ready.
Lovely Lean, I think, well, you should call up.
Hold on, Lisa. Do I know Lisa? I think I know Lisa.
Yeah, we know Lisa.
Nah, I don't think you know Lisa.
She's from Jersey,
JJ,
right?
JJ, you know Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa the Freako.
Lisa what?
Lisa the Freako.
The Freako?
Hold on, is that, you're talking about Easy Lisa, right?
Oh, no, ain't nobody easy over here.
I'm just saying. That's
to be easy. Oh, I like different cooking.
This is not Easy Lisa on the phone?
Huh?
Easy Lisa?
Easy Lisa?
Yeah.
Nah, that's the Puerto Rican Lisa that I used to call back in the day.
We love Puerto Rico.
I mean, wait, Lisa, are you Puerto Rican? I don't even know her race or anything. Are you white, Puerto Rican, black?
Lisa, JJ, you know who Lisa is.
I'm saying.
All right, well, if it's the Lisa I know, she's 100% Italian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got the wrong Lisa then.
I'm saying. Oh, what are you?
JJ, don't try and shine on me now.
She says she's half Italian and half Puerto Rican.
Who?
All right. Do me one favor real quick. You know Spanish, right?
Poquito.
Uh-huh. Okay,
háblame. Háblame en español, por favor.
What's he saying?
Uh-huh.
Dígame más despacio.
JJ.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Oh, here we go. She's not Spanish.
Yeah, he says she's not Spanish. Yo, no, I'm... She said that she's not calling up because she's shy.
I know she's shy. She ain't shy. As much as top gives, she ain't shy.
All right, I got a couple of sexual positions, some crazy ones. Before I get into that, Lisa, where's the craziest place you would say you've ever had sex at?
I don't know.
Yeah, think about it. And you don't know? Oh, boy.
What he say?
A bed.
You got to think about it and you don't know? Oh, boy.
Well, he's a little sarcastic ass.
Somebody gets it in, I see.
What'd you say?
I said somebody gets it in.
In other words, what he's saying is you got to think about it. Like, you must really get it in.
Let me quarterback this thing real quick. Can I do that? You know, let me ask you, man. I mean, if that's all right with you.
Lisa, he's talking to you.
No, I'm talking to you, Nick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, now. Lisa, you there with me? But you smoking that tweed out here? Smoking that monkey on your back?
Go ahead. What was your question? I can't really understand you well.
All right, do you hold on? First things first, do you smoke weed? That's the first thing.
No.
Why are you lying to me, girl? Anyway.
That's it?
Come on, dog. Fall back. Shut this
down. Anyway. Stop.
I mean, are you going to continue, nigga?
Sure. She doesn't smoke. All right. Next.
Anyway, so fucking what I was trying to say, Lisa, because these niggas, bro, it's like after he found out you didn't smoke, he's like, you know what, I don't even want to fucking ask anything else.
There was a video game in town. Remember the video game in town? Remember the sound my penis made?
Yeah, have you ever, what's the craziest place you ever had sex with?
Didn't you ever ask me that? I don't know. I can't think offhand.
Oh, wow. Okay, what's the nastiest thing you ever did?
Ooh.
Well, to me, anything with sex isn't nasty.
Oh, boy. Answer the question, will you? Come on.
Keeping it real, Jay.
I bet. So if somebody in my camp was to come over there right now, and be like, Lisa, lay on the fucking floor, and I want to take a piss on your face.
No, I'm going to shite right on your face.
Oh, I came back.
Like, open your mouth. I'm going to shite right in your mouth.
Shite.
Now, that's fucking nasty.
Whoa, that's part of sex.
Listen, what are you talking about? It's all part of the deal, you know?
You get tea bagging out here, my bad. I got sidetracked for a second about some bullshit at sex matches. I'm back here. Are you tea bagging out here? What's popping?
Yo, who's that? Who's he talking to?
That's SD. That's SD. He's talking to you.
JJ, man.
Are you down with the Lipton? Am I disrespecting? If I'm disrespecting you, I'll ask you different questions. But you know, I'm just asking questions. You know what I'm saying?
Yes or no?
Yes or no answer?
Plead the fifth on the Lipton?
That's it.
In other words, what he's asking is, did you teabag? For those of you that don't know what teabagging is when, you know how you dip a teabag into a cup of hot water, and the cup looks like a mouth. Well, the teabags happen to be our nutsack, and we're dipping it in your mouth. And you give us a nice little hum, and then you finish it off with the cocksuck.
Yeah, I do that. I'm down with that.
All right, thank you. That's all I was asking you. Do you rim, Joe?
Do a what?
Do you rim jaw?
I can't understand you. Why you sound like all muffled and JJ sound clear?
Because JJ has expensive phones.
No, it's because I'm fucking high as fuck. I don't like talking loud. And I'm trying to figure out if you rim jaw.
What's a wind jaw?
Rim jaw?
Oh yeah. You gotta explain
nah,
it.
Nah, that's too graphic for the people.
I want
to learn about that.
You heard her? She didn't say I want to know what it is. She said I want to learn about that.
That's too graphic for the people, man. Let me light my
weed up. Nah, I want to hear it. What is it?
Let me light my weed up.
What?
He said he's lighting his weed up.
Okay, well, he could explain it why he's doing it.
You got this girl, you got this so-called half white girl and half Puerto Rican,
JJ. JJ. JJ, JJ, JJ.
Oh, man. Hey, sweetheart, do you have MySpace?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Yes.
What?
You should hit our site up. Tell us about it. I mean, tell all your friends about us. I think the nastiest thing I've ever done doing sex was probably I farted or some shit. Like, I try to hold it in. I clench my butt cheeks together, no homo. Like, oh, please don't come out. Please don't come out. If it's going to come out, just let it be silent. Just let it be silent. Don't fuck the mood up. She's like, oh, Lord. She's like, yo, you just turned me off with that shit. I tried to lie and said it was the bed. But we was on the floor, so yeah, that wasn't really fucking flying. And then the best place I probably had sex with was probably not the car I have now, the car I had before, the Grand Prix. I was in Cape May. I was in Wildwood, but we drove to Cape May and I saw this dip off. It was real stupid. I was young and stupid. I could have got murked. KKK could have came and hung my ass. But fucking, I drove into the woods. The cops could have came and fucked with me and all. I drove into the woods. A deer could have came in and bit me in the ass. A bear could have clawed the shit out of me. I drove into the woods. And it was raining. Had Shorty come out. She spread it onto the fucking the back of the car and I bust her ass. But it was suspenseful because it's like, damn, what if we get caught? Let's hurry up and get this nut before we get caught. Or what if there's a killer or a homeless murderer in these woods and I'm about to get killed? Let's hurry up and do this before we, you know.
Mm-mm.
Is it ever too hot? What about you, E?
What's that?
What's the weirdest place you ever had sex, and what's the nastiest thing?
I'm going to have to keep the TV for a minute.
Hmm?
I'm going to have to keep the TV for a minute.
What about you, SD?
Weirdest place I've ever had sex? With somebody's shed.
Somebody's shed?
Word.
what's the nastiest shit you ever did?
Nastiest shit I ever did was fucking that shit, nigga.
Yo, he's crazy.
Oh, shit. Well, lovely Lean. How would you call up, or if you can't?
Yo, you know what, man? We're not even going to stress Lean no more.
Just send a message and let us know what is the nastiest thing you ever did doing sex and what is the weirdest place you ever had sex at.
She's chucking jobs right now. I'm not even with it.
Is it ever too hot to have sex?
Hell no. Not when you got a fan facing your back.
Yeah.
Or when you got central air in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
When you're down south, it's always too hot.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's that talking?
That's L.E.
Who?
L.E.
Who's the other one?
S.D.
Who?
S. D. You know, kind of like, you know, well, yeah.
STD?
Oh, wow. I wasn't going to say that, but, you know. Yeah, it's kind of like that, but just take the T out. And keep the S and the D.
Okay.
So what about you? Is it ever too hot to have sex?
Hell no. You already know.
No, I already know. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know, but shit. I mean, is that an invitation or is that a nigga you should know because I get around? Or, you know, that could be taken. So, nah, that could be taken so many ways. Like, nigga, you already know. Come
yeah,
on now.
Yeah, you can take that so many ways.
You can take that so many ways.
Well, you take it the way you want to take it.
Listen,
you don't want me to do that.
You
want to
take it with your like button.
What did he say?
He said he wants your butt in the air, but he wants to tape your butthole open.
I said, I want to take it with your like button. That's what I
said. Matter of fact.
You know what? He got a real nice voice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. No doubt.
Yo, matter of fact, did you receive a voicemail from the TV show yesterday?
Yes, I did.
That's actually one of the members that left voicemail.
Oh, okay. That's why he's laughing like that?
Yeah, I'm a psycho. I'm a psycho sometimes, but I'm good money. You dig me?
This nigga said, spread your legs and let me duct tape your asshole open. Yeah.
It works, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you've done it before?
I mean, it works, man. You ain't got to fucking hold your cheek. You ain't got to hold your cheeks open, man. That's what
this nigga's done it before.
And, you know, I wish I had four hands sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, can't be everywhere at one moment or can't do everybody at one moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, hit us up, 347-215-8388. We're taking shout-out dedications and requests until 2 a.m. It's all about
you know
sex.
What I wish, God? You know what I wish, God?
What?
Seeing in these pornos where it'd be like fucking like five broads and like one nigga, God? That's what's needed.
Nah, I don't know, man, because it's like I can't. Like,
you worried about getting diseases?
I mean, come on, God. Especially some porn shit. Everybody.
But you want this porn shit to be reality. You ain't worried about stuff like that?
I mean, if for some reality shit, I wouldn't run five bitches at one time. Nah.
Nigga, you would like that shit. Don't even lie.
I mean, simultaneously, it depends. If I'm drunk, yeah, I'm running through it. I ain't gonna front.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Give it up. Can't handle a relationship. Y'all chicks is twisted. Fuck that.
What you say?
They can't handle a relationship. Y'all chicks is twisted. Fuck that.
Oh, blame it on us, right?
I mean, I can't blame it on y'all because of my experiences. So, you know, I'm only talking from my angle.
Yeah, but not every chick is the same out there.
I mean, yeah, it's vice versa. But, you know, the ones I ran into are real fucking assholes. So, you know.
It's because you're in the wrong place looking for them.
Just how niggas fuck it up for a good nigga or a real nigga when it comes down to a female. It's the vice versa. You dig what I'm saying?
I feel you on that.
Lovely Lean said that the ultimate birthday gift for her is five girls.
Can I ask you, JJ, who the hell is Lovely Lean?
Five girls and one guy.
See, I told you what I just said. See? She gets to them. Definitely on that line. She's definitely online like internet access.
Like internet access?
JJ, who's Lovely Lean?
Who's Lovely Lean?
She's a caller, just like you.
Word.
Oh, well, where's she at?
She's actually on the chat.
Oh.
Oh wow!
Uh-huh.
Oh wow! That's crazy. That's crazy.
Let's get crazy.
So I guess that's probably the weird. That's probably the worst place to have sex and the nastiest. Lovey Lean said that the boy she lost her virginity to paid a crackhead to let them have sex in the crack house.
Oh, Lord.
Well, this is me sound like that's, a real nice girl.
That's real.
Yeah, I think by far that takes the cake.
Yeah, that's kind of grimy. That's more grimy than the shack, God work.
Yo, that's much grimier. Yo, I'd rather fuck in the sewers. In the shitty ass sewers than fucking a crackhead.
Word of mother, I'd rather fuck in the gutter on the ground in the fucking straight up than the fucking a crack house. Oh Lord.
That's horrible. And she lost her virginity to that. Like, so it's not like you're gonna remember that shit forever.
And you and some paid? Oh Lord.
Oh man, I guess you couldn't afford a hotel, I mean.
Nigga, I would have took her ass to the park if it was all about that.
Right on one of them green park benches.
Don't get it twisted. The park gets it in. The park gets it in.
Well, I don't know why, because, oh, wow. And that's not all. He also, oh, nah.
Yeah, remember that park? Remember that park where he was playing ball at?
Yeah.
Where he's from, JJ?
He's from New York.
Huh?
He's from New York.
Who's this, JJ?
Yeah.
Where they from, New York?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
don't worry about it. You won't get in trouble. They don't know your man, I don't think.
I don't even listen, anyway. Remember that park we was playing ball at, whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, believe it. It has gone down many a night in that fucking park. Many a night. Shout out to all of those that went down that night.
Do you take part in Roadhead?
What?
The what?
Do you take part in Roadhead?
Oh yeah. I need a little roadside assistance, please.
That's the shit right there, JJ.
What, Roadhead?
I've
had that shit like maybe twice in my lifetime. The first time I had it, yo, dog, no lie. Not only did I miss my exit and wasn't pissed about it, but it's like I notice. I look at the fucking speedometer and I'm doing 95 and it's 65. I'm like, oh shit, like you. Oh, that. Yeah.
That shit is definitely the truth. Talk about clean up on aisle one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yo, y'all
think this is crazy. We're getting to some sexual positions, some pretty crazy ones. They have the doggy leg lift. If you're looking to add a little extra something to doggy style, this sex position with a twist will definitely make your woman holler. Bend her over on the bed, spread her legs, and lift one of her thighs. This will allow for the deepest penetration possible. Simply twist your body toward hers and drape her thigh across your hip while you thrust. Your free hand can either slip into her hair for the gentle tug so many women crave, or you can use it to stimulate her clitoris. Either way, she'll be hollering for more.
Listen, man. I already, man, listen.
You've done the doggy leg now left?
Nah, I've never done all that. Like I said, you know what I mean? You got to have the chick, got to have the nice. She got to have the right ass for the get on the 2 feet and let me just doggy shit out. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Fuck getting on my knees. I'm on my feet with it. But chick gotta have a nice, she gotta have nice height and a nice booty on for that to work, though.
Look at Lisa over there. She's quiet as shit. What are you blaming yourself?
It doesn't work on all chicks. It don't work on all chicks. Word the mother.
Yeah, JJ, that's what I'm doing.
Oh, Lord. Have you ever done the doggy leg lift? I mean, since you're such a freak.
I don't know. I mean, I love doggy style, but I never did the doggy, you know, the doggy lift.
Now, do you like to get your ass busted? This question is going out to all the females out there. If y'all like to get your ass busted, either send me a send me a fucking text in the chat joint, or, you know, call us up 347-215-8388. Like, because some women can't take it. I noticed, like, maybe, like, majority of my life, the women that I messed with were short. And short ones, they try to take it, but they can't.
They can't.
Like,
what's short to you, JJ?
What's short, like 5'3", 5'3", and below?
I'm
5'4", JJ.
5'4",
right there.
I guess, like, 5'4", and below.
That's short.
But I'm talking about, like, real short, like, 5 foot, 4'11", 4'12", 5'2".
What the fuck, you messing with midgets or something?
Nah.
But, so do you like it hard, like, deep, like, to the point where you feel it in your cervix?
I like it when you just take it and do it real slow, you know?
Yeah, I know. I was just about to say some shit like that, God. They bring their fucking CD over. They put their CD in your fucking CD player. Motherfucking take out your shit, the shit that you had in there set up for whatever reasons or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Take that shit out. Put their shit in. And they want you to fuck how they want to fuck. Get into the cover. I'm like, come on.
Yo, who is that Nick over there? Who is
that's SD. That's SD.
They got it going on.
Anyway. Like I was saying, they be trying to, you know what I mean, dictate the mood out here. Like, nah, that's not the way it goes down out here.
Mm-hmm.
You just chillax yourself. You just chillax yourself and make sure your legs don't fall from off of my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And we all great. You know? Come on, what's all the coughing? What, you sick? Yeah, I told you she's crushing up that monkey. I know she's
crushing up that monkey.
You can't lie to me. I don't even know why you're lying to me. Like, don't lie to me.
Ain't nobody lying.
Yeah, what are you, second time? What's going on out here?
Nah, I have asthma.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to get in
you
like
that. You have asthma?
How could someone really, really go in on you like if you got asthma? Like, I never really...
Because
wait, what are you connected to a machine while you have sex? Like, what's going on? Well, you gotta take, you know, air breaks and shit.
JJ,
do you fuck with your head out the window? Do you have to have a lot of plant life in your room in order to breathe properly?
I'm still JJ, you're crazy.
Yeah, the plant life is that tree.
Yeah.
It's that crushed up monkey. She might be going convulsions over there too.
No,
mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Alright. Just making sure you still with us, alright, that'll
I'm good.
Alright, no doubt.
They got the cowgirl lap. Now, I'm probably sure, you know, I've had this done, but it's a cowgirl lap dance. The original cowgirl position is fabulous all on its own, but when you add a chair to the mix, it becomes one of our hottest sex positions with twist. Grab a kitchen chair and sit yourself down. Pull your woman close and help.
JJ, excuse me, I got to answer the other line.
Yeah. And help her slide onto your lap. With her feet touching the floor, she'll be able to rotate her hips and tease your erection with her clitoris, making this a very sexy... What? I don't know what the fuck that word is. But making it very sexy. Y'all also... You'll also have a bird's eye view of her breast. When she's ready for intercourse, this position will give her better control than the traditional cowgirl position does, which means the ride is going to be twice as wild and twice as good.
If you say so.
Quick question. Since this is going out to all the females. Why do you women go to sleep with pillows in between your legs?
need that meat between their legs 24/7. That's all.
Is that what it
I don't
is?
Sleep with pillows between my legs.
You don't, you never slept with a pillow between your leg?
No, really, no.
Uh-huh, nigga ain't stretched that thing out. I'm telling you. Oh, God.
Spit or swallow? Spit or swallow?
Both.
Okay, spit.
Hold on, the deep throat swallow or just the swallow? Like, what's really funny?
Say that again?
The deep throat swallow. In other words, with the dick down your fucking throat.
I know what that means, AJ.
All right, so which one?
So what was the question?
I said deep throat swallow or just swallow. Like, what's really going on?
It all depends. Sometimes, you know, swallow, spit it out, lick it out, you know?
No, but he's saying can you take the dick on a deep throat session while the nut is going down your throat.
Yeah, but it's like gag.
Yeah.
No, well, the gag, I mean, I like to get my dick bit, so it's like, I like that shit.
The gag is where it's at.
Yeah. You know, their neck gets all fat and shit and eyes all watery and shit.
Like
mascara all over the fucking face and shit.
See that vein pop out? That's what you know they're in the NBA, you heard?
Yeah.
Straight up. That's what I mean, but
I want to hear from these women. Like, do y'all like to swallow or spit? You know, deep throat? You know. I'll tell you the truth. If you got a nice, pretty face,
Facials.
All day. Like, why are you looking at me and I'm about to bust off? I pull my dick out your mouth and jerk off and
if you got a cute box, I might even lick that shit down. and give me some pretty
damn
toes.
Damn.
Yeah, pretty toes.
Give me some pretty toes.
Hey, JJ, my toes is pretty, right?
Yeah, give me some pretty toes. I'll go in on toes. What? Give me
those. Oh, licking toes.
Yeah, I'll go in on feet. Give me them feet. Oh.
Yeah, your feet actually, Lisa's feet. Yeah, I don't know. They're kind of like iffy.
Oh my God, JJ, I know you is not going there.
Nah, cause it's like you got that little red dot on the middle.
Oh yes, today I did. Okay.
Like I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm. Because when you get a child, right? My son ran over with the scooter.
Your son what?
With the scooter today.
He ran over your
toe.
He ran over your toe, which is with the scooter.
Come on, JJ, stop playing. You know my feet is banging.
I don't know. You have to ask your man that. I mean, I've never got.
You didn't see my feet today?
I mean, I saw your feet.
Okay, how they was looking?
I told you they had like a little red dot.
Yeah, on my little toe.
I'm starting
say.
To think that you have nationality feet, and the middle toe was a dot head.
Jay, you know I'm hanging out.
Nah, don't hang up.
Nah, I'm hanging out.
All right.
For those of you that are listening, because they probably thinking, man, I think JJ hit that. I've never had sex with this woman.
Oh Lord.
Overall, she wants me. I don't want her.
Oh, really, JJ?
Oh, boy. I'm not even going to entertain that by getting involved.
Hey,
With this lady that hung up now, you don't got the female.
Nah, she's still there, Lisa.
Bye, Jay.
What is...
Talk about something else, because you're pissing me the fuck off.
Oh, I knew she was tired.
It's funny as shit because she,
Don't talk shit, Jay.
She's fucking... She's pissed off, but she sounds exactly the same.
Yeah.
And she said it slow as shit. Don't change the fucking subject. You're pissing me off. The double buck tuck.
Young Lisa.
Missionary with pillows.
What does this girl look like, man? We need a positive ID on the suspect.
She looks just like Christina Milian.
Oh, yeah, don't lie to me. Probably look like Muhammad Ali. George Foreman, all of them niggas.
George Foreman and all of them?
All of them niggas. Nah, I'm fucking with that. She sounds like she a cutie, though. Like I said, I'm a sucker for cute feet, so don't come around me with your toes exposed.
No, I come there up close and personal and show you my feet.
Oh, Lord.
All right. You might leave with no toes.
What did he say?
He said, I think he said you might leave with no toes.
Mm-hmm.
The good old-fashioned missionary position can lead to mind-blowing sex.
JJ, you got me heated.
I don't know why.
Anyway, we'll talk about this shit later.
Oh, Lord. What am I on, punishment?
Let's keep going.
Be gone, oh, shit.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, this guy out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, coming out the cut. What, you fall asleep in your car?
What?
Would you pull over the side or was you jerking off, you bastard?
Pause. Look, tucked right back into the matrix. Yo, Sleazy E, man. That's your new...
Sleazy E. Word! This nigga goes to sleep on every episode.
Come on, sir. I've been calling that nigga Sleazy E. He know.
Oh, yeah?
Ah, yeah. I don't know why...
Hey, yo, E.
I don't know why he's running with...
Tell the people on the TV show the sexual position that you do. This shit, but it's like I tried it on the last girl, and she had like fucking, like she's short. So it didn't work. Like I couldn't get her knee to her air. Like it.
Come on, son. What you mean short? You supposed to have that bitch in the air. I mean, I didn't mean to call a bitch, but you're supposed to have her in the air, nigga.
Nah, you're right. Not, she is a bitch.
Oh, Lord. Yo, not her knee. Like, her knee has to go to her ear.
Nigga, you got to have that bitch in the air. You hear me?
This guy doesn't know what I'm talking about. Air, in other words, E-I-R. I'm a Negro, okay? I don't pronounce words right. I say air as in the balloon went in the air.
Yeah, nigga.
I mean, I don't know how to pronounce air right. Ear. Ear.
Are you saying ear or air?
I said ear. Ear.
Like, did you hear out of?
Yeah.
Oh.
Look, I grew up on the streets of Brooklyn, okay? It's not my fault.
You know how you curl weight bars, nigga? Straight up.
Who was that talking just now?
That's SD. Get it together.
Come on. I don't even understand why she don't know what it is by now.
Because your voice is so nice.
Oh, Lord. What are you, trying to get a black man to blush out here?
Oh, hell no. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
You got a nice speaking voice.
No doubt.
Go ahead, Jay.
I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about.
It wasn't that important, I guess.
We were talking about the fucking weight curl, nigga.
Oh, yeah. Yo, E. Oh, Lord. Yo, E.
This nigga's in the fucking matrix, I told you.
Hey, Sleazy E.
Sleazy E, man. How long have I been calling you Sleazy? I've been calling you Sleazy E from now.
The good old-fashioned missionary position can lead to mind-blowing sex with the simple addition of a pillow. This sex position with a twist is incredibly easy and virtually guarantees orgasm, really. Possibly even...
Hold on.
What the fuck she talking? Yeah, hold on.
You know how you do it, son? Bob, I don't know what they call a position, but you know, all right, Bob, you bust your ass, both legs are over the shoulders, right?
Uh-huh.
You put that right leg down to your waist, right? And that left leg is still up over the shoulder, right?
Uh-huh.
You bring that left leg over to your right shoulder, but you bring it down to the right side of your waist. But you got to have a pillow under the chick so you can have leverage, so you can hit them. You know what I mean? That right there, yo, I did that to a chick, son. I was just looking at her face, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I slid the leg over down to my waist, she looked like, what the fuck? Like, I ain't never seen a nigga do no shit like this before. I was like, yeah,
I got that spot. I'm about to go in on this bitch. That's, I don't know what to call that position, but that shit is a good look. You can
was it in the missionary position?
Yeah, I got it.
So this might be it. It says possibly even for both of you at the same time, lay your woman down on her back and slide a pillow under her backside.
Mm-hmm.
Spread her thighs apart and place her feet flat against the mattress.
Mm-hmm.
Penetration from this angle will be deeper than ever before, and the unavoidable clitoral
mm-hmm.
fucking stimulation will make her orgasm deliciously
definitely
intense.
Definitely will, God.
So that's the same thing you're talking about.
You feel it, like you feeling on your manhood, like, oh Lord. This chick is waterfalls right now. That's good.
Then they got the spoon split.
Yeah, the spooner. Oh, the spoon split? Oh.
Yeah, this sex position with a twist is a big favorite with many women because it feels highly intimate and very naughty at the same time. From the traditional spooning position, take her top leg and drape it across your own. This will force her thighs into a fairly widespread position, which can make even the shyest of women feel like a sexual nymph. You'll be able to thrust deeply while having very easy access to her clitoris. Don't be surprised to see her thrashing about like a mad woman. Sex in this position will make her feel extremely saucy.
Son, I'll be going in, son. It's all about the dog and me, though.
The dog, son,
throw a chick in the dog guard, but you got to, like, have your knees inside of her knees. You dig where I'm going?
Yeah.
So, like, you can spread her legs out with your knees? Son, the movements, you hear me? Make sure the back is arched nice.
I like to cross my hands when I'm smashing off on the back. Like my right hand is on the left butt cheek and my left hand is on the right one.
Nah.
So it's like an X-Man position.
Yo, my left hand is on the butt cheek, my right hand is on the neck, nigga.
Uh-huh.
Back of the neck.
They got seven.
What a female, bro. What's popping? What happened to her?
Hey, Lisa.
She's crying now.
Oh, she called back. She hung up and called back. Let me unmute her.
Please do.
Lisa?
What?
All right, they got seven women on top positions.
Seven.
And, you know, they got the standard, you know, every woman, you know. Says, I'm sure you've had a woman ride you in the standard fashion before. Lie down and bring your woman on top, yada, yada. Then they got the butt face. As you lie down on your back, have your woman get into a doggy style position with her butt facing you.
Oh,
placing
yeah.
Placing her feet atop your rib area. She can guide your manhood inside her, and you can enjoy the view.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got the squat. While you lie on your back on the bed, your woman should get on top of you. However, instead of using her knees to go up and down, she will do the squat. So I guess chicks have to have strong legs. You got to have, what you got to be, you got to be like.
All you got to do is put your knees up, God, so she could just use your knees, man.
She got to be, she got to have strong legs, especially at the knees.
Word. Especially at the knee to calf area. Word.
Yeah, you already know, man. You already know what I'm about to fucking put in.
Oh, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a little comedy series. It's actually Spoonie Love, a little personal ad. Shit's fucking hilarious. Just stay tuned to this and we'll continue the sex talk afterwards.
Class 5, Charles speaking. Can I help you?
Yes, is this the Village Voice?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. I would like to place a personal ad.
What would you like to say in your ad?
I like to say, well-endowed player, Well endowed.
Well endowed.
31. Seeks dirty hold a sip crystal.
Repeat that.
Seeks dirty hold a sip crystal. And have her ass so up.
Dirty hold to sip
crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And have her ass teared up.
Her ass teared up?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is too raunchy, even though...
Oh, yeah, this is straight hip-hop. This is how females in hip-hop like it. They like to be told. This is how we communicate. Baby's got to keep it real than a mofo as I roll up deep in her stays.
Deep in her...
stays or crevice. Serious inquiries only.
Okay, this ad cannot go under the men seeking women category, and you'd have to change your wording. You can't seek a dirty
instead of
pose.
Saying deep into her crevice, what can I say?
One moment.
How about this? I have something totally different than a totally different ad. Dear Hizzos? Whichever.
No hoes, no Hizzos, no hoes.
Instead of Hizzos, can I put Liz-80s?
Liz-80s.
Wizants to get shizzy with the nizzy. Flizzy, give Izzy me a sizzle. Sizzly, this is ours.
No.
Why not? I think that's fly. Okay, let's keep it simple then. Only hotties need a ply. Must like long walks on the beach, nice in front of the fireplace and sushi.
Yep.
Shouldn't steal my stuff.
Not at all.
I like my women hairy. Must have titties and a badonkadonk butt. It's got to have a clean ass.
Obviously, have you read our personals?
Yeah, I'm just putting my personal. This is what I want. And the last but not least, got to have strong legs, especially at the knees.
You cannot place a graphic ad.
What about the badonkadonk butt?
No.
You can't put badonkadonk?
That's crazy.
What about must have back?
You can say that. Must have back.
Must have back.
What's next?
Don't steal my stuff.
Don't steal.
And then after that, I like them hairy as hell.
Not me.
Could you just read that back to me?
You have only hotties need apply.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have strong legs.
Mm-hmm.
Must have back.
Mm-hmm.
Don't steal my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like a lot of hair everywhere.
Nice, nice, nice. Oh, one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like stretch marks.
Oh, yeah.
Must have a C-section scar.
You can't put that on your green. You can't put that in print.
Oh, one more thing, then. Gotta love to hump.
Nope.
Gotta love to bone.
Nope.
You know what a C-ring is?
No. That's not going in your head, either.
What about this? I want to bust a double horizontal on your ass. Okay.
Okay, take care.
I'll holler at you, Shirley.
Bye-bye.
I love you. I love you. Don't never change, baby.
Cool.
Yo, don't change. Chef, don't change. Ma, don't get off the phone. Can I just speak
good
to you for one
bye
more minute? Don't
have
change. I love you, girl. I wish
that's
I could meet
very
you.
Very nice.
Can I meet you?
Bless you.
Yo, baby, can I meet you? Sounds sexy.
Oh, man.
Crank Anchors. Sunday night starting June 2nd. Only on Comedy Central. For more Crank Anchors, log on to ComedyCentral.com.
Oh, man, this nigga is... stupid,
that
man
has strong legs, especially at the knees.
This nigga said, must have a C-section scar. He said, I love it.
A lot of stretch marks.
Don't
must
change.
Have a C-section scar.
Nigga said, don't change.
Don't change, baby girl. Listen to me. Hey, Lisa.
Oh,
Lisa, don't change. Listen to me, Lisa. Don't change. They got the closed-legged trip. While you sit on the bed with your butt resting on the heels of your feet and leaning back on your hands, have your woman, who's on her knees, get on top of you and slowly make her way up and down. This allows for full penetration. This I might like, but see, women have to have an ass for this. This is called the easy butt grab. Lie down flat with your legs spread. Get your woman to lie on top of you, legs straight out, butt closed. Well, you know, legs straight out, butt closed. Her fucking legs closed. She has the choice of either rocking back and forth or elevating her butt at
Did
will.
You have a question?
Both. Well, hold on. And your duty, well, all you really have to do is grab her ass at will. Go ahead.
Never mind.
Ah, what were you about to ask?
No, forget it.
Oh, Lord.
Come on now.
Say. We're actually, to tell you the truth, people, we're actually looking for, Cuba's in the Matrix right now. She's handling, she's dealing some things, you know. So she's in the Matrix. You know, she will always be the part of the camp. But, you know, while she's on, you know, doing her thing, we're actually looking for another female host. So, but we're not just looking for you just to be on there. I mean, we're looking for you. You got to be, I guess you got to, well, SD can actually explain it better. What exactly are we looking for?
You got to be like SD, man, straight up. It gets no realer than that. Like, just speak your mind, God. Just feel comfortable in your skin around us. That all.
Like, they have this show called The Big Boy Show, and they have this pretty-ass white girl as a co-host. Now, does it matter what race?
Nah, I don't give a shit. I love white women.
I love white women.
I don't disagree. I love white women, I love black women, I love Puerto Rican. I love mainly, mostly, I ain't gonna front, no disrespect to the black sisters, but I'm talking with Puerto Ricans and whites, for God. I don't know. That's just where I'm at with it right
now. JJ, what do you have to say about that?
Well, I want to know, do they have to be, like, do they have to be book smart or, like, stupid or whatever?
I mean, I don't want no stupid chick, but, you know, I don't want no chick fronting like, oh, yeah, I got a Harvard Law degree and shit like that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't need none of that shit in my ear. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Now, in your air or in your air?
In my air, nigga. Like, I'm leaving it.
All right.
Yo, Jay, you crazy.
Yo, Lisa, you crazy.
Somebody light up, man. Where the fuck my light at, man?
Word.
Who's lighting up? You, Jay?
Nah, I'm about to light that monkey.
Who say that? SD?
Yes, yeah. SD. Yeah, you're getting it together now.
It's special delivery to you.
You hit shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Lovely Lean says...
Probably Lean.
She says, maybe I need to meet this SD boy.
Nah, you don't need to meet me.
Nah, she don't need to be meeting him.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Why not?
Because she don't. She lost her virginity in the crack house? Oh, hell no.
Man, I ain't trying to play or nothing, but yeah, you don't need to meet no SD. I'm not the man for you.
If she gonna give him STD, trust me.
Oh,
no. I'm not the man for you, believe it.
No, I know, because I think she said that she's trying to become that host.
Oh, that's what the case is. You went from being shy now to trying to be a co-host or host or whatever. Come on, what's your story out here?
No, she's still saying that she said that she'll try because she's pretty shy. She said, well, maybe, but I'm shy, but I can try, I guess.
You ain't shy when you fucking letting niggas bone you in the roof spot. Like, what's really going on?
In the roof spot?
Like, come on now, like, oh, Lord. I'm not even going to, you know what?
For those of you out there, yes, JJ lights up. Cigarettes, no.
JJ.
Black and Miles, no. But, you know, all the shit, yeah. But not on occasion, but, you know, that's my twist. Like, it calms me down. It keeps me, and, you know, makes me funnier. At least I think. And it's like, I work around a lot of customers, so it's to the point where I don't want to hear these customers, you know, voices and, oh, do you have this? Do you know what toilet paper is? Hey, bitch, I work for Coca-Cola, all right? I don't know what that shit is. You know? So instead, I have my headphones on, and I just tune them out while I'm working, while I'm lit up. So, you know.
When I was working in the city before the feds ran and that shit got, oh, man. That job was the life, you hear me? The life, God. The life. Fucking coming whenever the fuck I wanted to. Signing whatever the fuck time I felt like signing in the sheet. Extorting niggas when they weed anytime I felt like doing it.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it was a good life, man. But, you know, I don't fuck with those dudes in those suits. Try to stay away from those guys as much as possible. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the worst. The worst is when you ever, this actually hit me today. I was thinking about this today. You ever had, like, a female, and you speak to a female, and it's like, she asks you a question, you answer it, and then later on down the line, when she forgets that she asked you, she asks you a question, goes, oh, yeah, you know, such and such, such and such, and she goes, don't lie. Yeah, you're not going to lie anyway, and you come out and tell them, they get angry. Like, what the fuck are you getting angry for? I mean, you shouldn't ask the question. If you was going to be nervous about the answer, why ask the question?
What was the question?
I mean, I'm not going to put that out there, but I mean, I'm just saying. It was just brought to me earlier.
I hate dumb chicks. Like, I hate, like really, like, dumb chicks. Like, dumb to me, like, all right, bomb. Remember yesterday I told you I was out
there. So you're trying to say you're dumb?
Are you trying to come at me?
No, but you're just... No. You was like, you know, when they dumber than me.
I didn't say that, but I don't know where you got that piece of information from.
You just said it. You just said, I hate a chick that's dumber than me.
Did he say that?
Yes.
Well, you're a good listener. I didn't even hear that shit. I wasn't paying attention, though.
That's SD talking, right?
Yeah.
See, I know his voice.
I didn't catch that. I'll have to check the archives.
Lovely Lean said that you're she said SD is way too judgmental to ever be on radio.
I'm too judgmental.
Nah, SD is good.
Listen. Listen. One thing about me. I'm the most humble dude you're ever going to come across. I'll let you know that right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just call it how I see it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're giving me the impression of whatever I feel like at the moment. So I'm just expressing that all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you come forward, you know what I mean, and get your courage up, you know, courage the cowardly dog, I'm going to call you right now. Because that's what you're really acting like. I mean, gather all your thoughts together, you know, call the TV show, you know, we can talk about this, you know what I'm saying? It's very easy.
Very easy.
But, you know, if not, you can stay in the world that you're staying right now. You can stay in that chat world, and I could address you from there.
We got this.
SD, you got a MySpace page?
Do I have a MySpace page? Yes, I do have a MySpace page.
Are you on JJ's MySpace?
Well, if you go to the show, do you have a pen?
Who is speaking? JJ?
Yeah.
I thought you said you know my voice. You know what I'm saying? You tripping. You lying to me. Too much lying going on in one night.
What he say?
He said too many lies going on in one night.
Who lied?
He's saying he thought you knew his voice.
I did. Anyway.
That's their way out.
When they get
Yeah, you right.
Yeah, I know.
So wait
a
minute.
I gotta be right sometimes. I can't be right all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a pen?
No, I don't.
Are you on a computer now?
Yep.
No, I'm not.
All right, because he's actually the one holding a big-ass street sign.
What does it say?
It says Alaska Street.
Where, on your page?
Yeah, on the actual show page.
I don't got that, JJ.
Yeah. Well, you know, towards the end of the show, I'm on a computer right now, I can actually do shit. Or, you know, I have you as a friend. I'll just add you on the show or whatever, and you'll see it or whatever.
Who did that?
That was me.
That is disgusting.
So you never burped before? You never burped before?
Well, you don't got to do it all in my ear.
Say, well, all right, it's not my fault that your ear was there. Oral sex in the 69 position is something most people enjoy. But there's so much more fun to be had when you add fingers and toys into the mix. Instead of laying in the traditional position, lay side to side, as this will make it easier to manipulate the toys. Start this sex position with a twist the old-fashioned way. Tongue her clitoris until she's wet and begging for penetration. Once she's ready, maintain the oral stimulation while slipping a finger inside of her. Or, if you really want to drive her mad with lust, replace your fingers with a small vibrator. Multiple orgasms are just around the corner. Yeah, that's definitely it.
Yeah, that sounds like a move.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, any female that's listening to this, her pussy's wet right now.
Ah, JJ, shut up.
Oh, look at her. She gave herself up, you see? Mm-hmm. Oh, I meant to say this in the beginning of the show. This show is, you need parental advisory. 18 and up. If you don't leave the age of 18, you got to get out of here. Well, you had to get out of here a long time ago, but.
Stated and X-rated, man.
It's stated and X-rated. Standing rhythm. Most men have fantasized about bending a woman over the sofa and having their wicked way with her. Believe it or not, most women have fantasized about their man doing the same thing. This sex position with a twist makes the most of that fantasy. And then some. Bend your woman over the sofa. The kitchen table works quite well, too. Spread her legs apart. Deep thrusting is very easy from this position, and you're especially rock her world if you rotate your hips during penetration. Add a little spanking into the mix, and you'll have a very content woman on your hands when it's over. I mean, yeah, the lady's going to be content anyway, because, you know, I ain't
doing all that extra shit, man. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Too much for you?
No, it's not too much for me, but it's like, come on, God. Like, it's too much for the situation at hand. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, it depends on, you know, the situation at hand, exactly like I said. That's your girl, you know. I guess you take your time out to do or learn all of that shit or do all that shit or whatever.
Lisa.
Yes.
Are you a popper?
Am I a popper?
Yeah.
What you mean, am I a popper?
Are you a popper? Do you pop off? Do you play with your pussy?
You already know that answer.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you have to answer that for me. What's up with this all this, like, you know shit? You know, it's the point where I wish I knew. But I don't know, so what's going on?
Yeah, I do.
You sound like it.
I sound like what?
Yo, do you write? Like, you write poetry sometimes? I mean, boy, maybe one of these days we can get together and we can take our clothes off and we can just write.
What are we going to write about?
Huh?
What are we going to write about?
What I'm going to eat tomorrow.
What you going to eat tomorrow?
Yeah.
What I'm going to eat tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So, what you're saying is you get it in, huh? You get it in all crazy, like?
Mm-hmm.
That's
what I need. I need someone to put it on me.
You doing whole activities with
whole activities. Yo, this dude is a nutcase. Somebody cage him up. Somebody cage him up.
Oh, shit.
That was a little funny, though.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious. Yeah, ho. Use a ho.
Oh, man, yo. Somebody slapped this man in his face.
Slapped this nigga in his face with a bag of wet clothes.
Or with a soap and a sap.
So, Lisa, how tall are you?
Word. Hey.
Huh?
How tall are you?
5'4".
How much you weigh?
Why are you asking all these questions?
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask something? Hello?
Huh?
So can I ask them then?
What is the difference if you or him ask him?
Because you said he sounds sexier than me, so.
Jay, I did not say that.
And what did you say?
I'm just saying you have a nice voice. I didn't say it was, you know, nicer
yeah.
than his or whatever.
No, a better question. What do you have on right now?
Work.
You know how when a nigga gonna ask him sexual shit,
oh,
he gotta change his voice. Like, yo, what you
got?
You got him.
I'm saying, like, how much weight is your bra holding?
Joe, you. Hey, man.
Hey, what, do you want to change the subject or something? Like, what's
probably... No, you could ask what?
Excuse me?
He said, how much titty meat do you have?
They're nice.
They're nice and A's, nice and B's.
Hold on. You got the gumdrop nipples, or you got the raisin, or you got the raisin nipples?
Nah, they gumdrop.
Oh yeah, we love the gumdrops.
Long as alienation nipples and shit.
Yeah, Harriet, I love it.
And they a D.
And they a B.
A D.
So that means you have no ass.
A D.
That means you have no booty meat.
Why does it mean that? And Jay.
No, she had a little something working with. But I don't know. That D shit, I tell you right now, I don't think it's a D.
What do you think it is, Jay?
I think it'll probably be like a C.
C is good money.
C is cool. C is actually good.
Well, high C's is good.
Huh?
I like drinking high C.
Yeah, C's is cool. Because 9 times out of 10, if she got a C cup, she got a fat ass. If she got D's, the ass is kind of taken away.
You know? Yo, how you sound? There's
yeah,
going.
No, it don't work. Oh, it don't work like that always.
Yeah.
It'd be some chicks that have the full package. Like, wow. Like, that's pretty. Yo, I seen this this little milky and mola the other day. So yo, I didn't even know that this chick was in like her 40s. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there at the Helio little Helio cell phone shit. It's my
mm-hmm.
dude worked there, whatever. I'm talking to the nigga and I'm looking at the female. I'm like, Jesus Christ! Like, I just looked up and down real quick. She was mad short, and I'm talking to her, and she was like, yeah, my daughter's over there. And I looked at her daughter. I'm like, damn, my daughter's ridiculous too. I'm like, oh Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You just never know out here, God. She's like, yeah, I'm like 40, so I ain't gonna put it all the way on blast. She's like, yeah, I'm in my 40s or whatever. I'm like, yo. She giving niggas the phone number and all that. I'm like, yeah, you're a freak. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And we love the freaks. Throwing some Al Green for her. Throwing some Al Green. We'll light a couple of candles. You know.
I'm going to tell you what song is pussy wet. Wet. It's like, you could throw this shit on. By the end of the song, she should be naked. Where the fuck is this shit at?
That's all about that old school shit, son.
Yeah, dog. This joint right here. And now, Lisa, you tell me if this shit would make your pussy wet or not. Keep that shit real.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make your mind up. Yeah. Cut close. Help me out.
Tell me how she don't make pussy wet.
You know what? You gotta be with the right person. He gotta know how to kiss.
All right, yeah, I'll give you that.
Oh man, that's a slight problem I have right there.
I just wanna say, like, if a nigga don't know how to kiss, that's a turn off. It all starts with a kiss.
I mean, I ain't gonna knock. I know how to, but I'm real leery about kissing. Like, I'm not really
what
a fan.
What you leery about?
I'm not really a fan of it, that's all. That's all I'm going to say.
Of kissing?
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of it.
Why?
Not on the lips. I might kiss you in other places, but not on those lips on your mouth, at least.
Wait, so you don't like to kiss?
Nah,
she said it like she's disappointed, like she's about to get up with you or something.
Like
no,
that,
no,
like,
I'm just saying, like, in general, like, you don't like to kiss?
Like that tongue kissing and all that? Nah, that's not me. I'm not really a fan of that. I'm not saying that I don't know how to do it. I know how to do this shit or whatever. I'm just not a fan. Hello.
When it comes to how many women or men someone slept with, when is the numbers outrageous, or is there such thing?
Yeah, there's a such thing as our outrageous numbers, y'all. Like,
so if a female is, 25, and she has sex with 50
you know
guys.
How I feel? You know how I feel about the situation at hand? I go on there like, all right, bomb, say, all right, I live in the hood or whatever. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If I hear niggas always talking about a certain chick, or a certain group of chicks all the time in the conversation,
mm-hmm.
those 9 times out of 10, those are the chicks I stay away from.
Okay, yeah. That's exactly how I feel. Like, if you're a freak, like, the way I feel is, though, if a female has a lot of numbers, I don't know if she's, just because she said she protected herself, I mean, I like to see some paperwork, you know what I mean? But it's like 9 times out of 10, I probably won't get that paperwork. But, you know, I'll just make sure I have condoms on. But it's like, the way I feel is, though, if we can, you know, have that many numbers, I feel as though women can, too. They're not sluts. They just, they like sex just like we like sex. So we might have a lot of partners because we like sex. They might have a lot of partners. It's not because they're a whore. They just like sex. Now, like SD said, if I'm in the area and I'm chilling with you and I'm wondering why niggas is pointing and looking at you and later on I find out, you slept with these niggas, then that's when we come to, okay, you know what, I can't fuck with you because you're a bird. I mean,
especially where I live at.
Exactly. Like, you enjoy sex. I understand that. No problem. But in a sense, I can't be with you or walk around with you because these, like, everybody we pass, you know, because you smashed off. So I look like a crash dummy walking with you. So I'm good.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hell. Son. No disrespect to my hood and to all the hoods and all the projects. I love the projects to the death, like, you know what I mean? But I can't fuck with a project girl, God. I can't do it for the life of me, because they're twisted. Like,
yeah.
their whole aura is twisted. I respect it and all that, but I can't fuck with it, God. Like, Like, maybe some chicks from the keys or whatever, I'll be like, I don't know. Like, I'll get around that, but I got to look at the long run. Like,
yeah.
Do I really want to, like, be in these projects like that? Like, I done been out here for, like, 8 years, y'all. And I can count on my hand how many times I've been to the projects. You feel me, y'all?
Yeah.
So it's
I want to, we got to close up. I want to thank, you know, everyone for listening. I want to thank Lovely Lean for chatting. You know, the other people, I want to thank the other people that were chatting in the room. It was like maybe like 15 other people. I want to thank Lisa showing us love.
Lisa, man.
Stopping by, you know, checking us out. SD, JJ, Lala. Lala's man, lame-ass man that came in and called us a mo. I want to thank Danny Danny.
Sleazy,
Money.
Can't forget Sleazy E, man.
Sleazy E, definitely
Sleazy E. Man.
And 6'4", he's in the Matrix. Make sure y'all check us out Monday, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And hit us up on MySpace. Everyone have a good night. Hit us up on MySpace.com / THE_TD_show. Peace.
Uh-huh.